And welcome to tonight's show. You're tuning into Word of Mouth News for this Friday. It is April the 16th. The name of the station is CKLN 88.1 FM. My name is Susie Alvarez. And tonight we have a packed show. On our first half, we will be having the No One Is Illegal crew featuring highlights and background for this year's May Day March. We hope that No One Is Illegal organizers will be in the studio to speak about this important action taking place in this city on Saturday, May 1st. Then at 6:30 p.m., OCAP Radio with Kellyanne Kelly, pre-recorded Kellyanne Kelly, will take over the studio and bring you updates, news, and stories from the front lines of the ongoing fight against poverty in this city and province. But first, here are tonight's headlines coming to you thanks in part to Democracy Now!, Al Jazeera, and Labor Start / QP. And more accounts have emerged of torture and abuse at the U.S. military's Bagram prison in Afghanistan. BBC News says that it has collected testimony from 9 witnesses describing human rights violations at a secret Bagram jail in the period since President Obama took office. One prisoner said the secret facility is known as the quote-unquote black hole. Prisoners reported being subjected to sleep deprivation, freezing temperatures, and other abuses. One prisoner said he lost half a row of teeth after a U.S. soldier struck him with the butt of a gun. The same prisoner also recounted being forced to dance to music every time he wanted to use the toilet. And now we move to Asia, where in China, the death toll from this week's earthquake is in western Qinghai province is now close to 800 and expected to rise. Frigid temperatures and limited transportation are hampering efforts to find survivors trapped beneath the rubble. The earthquake left over 11,000 people wounded and some 100,000 homeless. And in Myanmar, at least 9 people were killed and more than 60 injured yesterday in 3 explosions at a park in Yangon, the country's commercial hub. The blasts occur as revelers gather for a New Year water festival in the former capital. The state-run television station reported that the explosions were caused by bombs, while the military government has not specified the cause of the blast. So far, no groups have claimed responsibility for the blast that targeted the pavilions located along the scenic lakeside route. These pavilions are run by companies said to be quite close to the government in power. Previous bombings have been blamed on dissident groups opposed to the ruling generals and separatist ethnic rebels. Myanmar, which has been under military rule since 1962, is due to hold elections later this year. But no date has been announced, and the generals have been criticized for regulations that prevent Aung San Suu Kyi, the opposition leader, from taking part. And a United Nations inquiry has found the Pakistani government failed to protect former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto before her 2007 assassination and then failed to properly investigate her death on Thursday. The inquiry chair, Chilean diplomat Geraldo Muñoz, presented the findings of a 9-month probe at the United Nations. Muñoz went on to say the Pakistani government failed to protect Bhutto at both the federal and local level. The UN inquiry is also calling on Pakistan to conduct its own probe of Bhutto's death. And in other UN-related news, international jurist Richard Goldstone has confirmed he's skipping his grandson's bar mitzvah in South Africa due to protests from local Jewish groups. Goldstone was the head of a UN inquiry that accused Israel of committing war crimes and possibly crimes against humanity during its 3-week assault on Gaza beginning in December of 2008. His grandson's bar mitzvah is scheduled to take place next month at a Johannesburg synagogue. Right-wing Jewish groups had reportedly planned to hold a protest outside the ceremony where Goldstone was supposed to attend. And in labor news, Ireland's National Trade Union Federation is hosting a conference in Dublin today on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, with a majority of speakers either firm advocates or not opposed to a complete boycott of Israel. The Irish Congress of Trade Unions, ICTU, which last year voted to support a boycott of Israeli goods and services, described the conference as an, quote, international conference on the Middle East, which will feature contributions from Palestine, Israel, the U.S., Canada, South Africa, and the European Union, unquote. Titled Palestine, Israel, the Way Forward for Trade Union Solidarity, the one-day conference for trade union members and affiliates has been accused by critics of helping isolate and demonize Israel. However, two pro-Israel speakers are scheduled to speak at the conference. Irish Minister for Foreign Affairs Michael Martin is also addressing the conference. The Irish government is opposed to any trade sanctions or boycotts against Israel. According to organizers, this conference aims to, quote, learn from other union movements that have undertaken similar campaigns, unquote. Testimonies from members of the group Breaking the Silence made during Operation Cast Lead will be screened at the conference to help demonstrate the depth of corruption which is spreading in the Israeli military. Representatives from various organizations from Palestine are also scheduled to attend and speak at this year's gathering. And in Colombia, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates visited yesterday military allies in that country. Speaking in Bogota, Gates voiced support for pushing ahead with the U.S.-Colombian Free Trade Agreement, calling it a very good deal for both nations. The trade pact has been held up amidst concerns over human rights violations in Colombia, including the killings of union leaders. President Obama voiced opposition to the pact during his run for office, but he has since reversed his stance. And in more local news and on the subject of trade deals, next week, Canada and the European Union will begin a third round of negotiations over the Canada-European Union Trade Agreement, CETA, the CETA. If ratified, the agreement could seriously impact public services, labor rights, environmental policy, culture and economic development, food policy, water services, and more. In a letter to Prime Minister Stephen Harper, Cuban National President Paul Moyse has asked the government to immediately halt negotiations until broader consultation with all Canadian stakeholders has occurred. CUP has also asked that the draft text of the proposed agreement be made public so that all Canadians know what services, institutions, and rights our government is prepared to put at risk. To help shed light on the risks involved under CETA, the Trade Justice Network has invited three people from the trade justice movement in Europe to speak at public events in Ottawa, Montreal, and Toronto to be held next week. So you're all invited to join the Trade Justice Network and their guest speakers next Wednesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. for an informative session. The event will take place at the International Student Center at the University of Toronto inside the Cumberland Room. This is located at 333 St. George Street, just north of college. The Trade Justice Network is a group of environmental, labor, cultural, and other organizations that have come together to challenge the corporate priorities and secretive negotiation process of the proposed Canada-EU Free Trade Agreement. The speakers invited to present at this event are Gérard Joplin, coordinator of Via Campesina Europe, who will speak about the effects of trade liberalization on food, farming, and seeds, Frédéric Vial with Attac France, which is an organization that will analyze and describe Europe's trade agenda and how aggressively the European Commission pursues public policy changes abroad through free trade deals, and Rolf Hansen of Public Services International. He will speak about the privatization agenda of European services corporations and the Canada-EU union resistance to the current free trade negotiations. So we're going to go to a quick PSA, and then we're going to bring back to the mic the folks of No One Is Illegal Radio for their feature for tonight's show. And they'll be speaking about May Day. So keep it locked on 88.1 FM.